You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What do you refuse to do?
And it can be anything. I have the two I want to reel off have to do with food and fashion. And it can do with, you know, a show you refuse to watch or family members you refuse to hang out with. The sky's the limit.
You know, the funny thing about it is I was trying to think of some stuff because I know there's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
And just on a lark, I decided to ask Gretchen to see how well she knows me.
Mm-hmm.
I say, can you think of any things that you know about me that I refuse to do? She's like, bam, bam, bam. She rattled off like three of them without even having to think about it. So I was actually kind of laughing. I was like, wow. She goes, oh, yeah. She goes, I know you refuse to do these things. Do you want to know what the three that she rattled off? This is coming from her.
Okay.
This is her observation to me, and she's spot on with all of them. Disney,
yeah.
Number one.
Sure. Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Which that's going to end up biting me in the butt. Let's just talk here. You know, we always pull the curtain back, and we're very honest on this show. We talk about, you know, inside the whole world of radio and stuff like that. This is going to bite me in the butt because the Disney people are going to come to us and want to do a big promotion.
Yes.
And I got to sell it, and I will. And just people need to know that I recognize that Disney is perfect for so many people.
So many
people love it, love it, love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not knocking those people at all. I'm just saying it's not for me. So when we turn around and give away a big trip to Disney, don't be sending me texts, you know, saying, but wait a minute, Dom.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying I recognize that most people love it.
Not okay, Dom, though.
That's number one. Number two, holiday travel. I refuse mm-hmm. to travel during Thanksgiving or Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Won't do it ever.
Brutal.
Forget it.
Brutal.
Not going to do it. So I refuse to do that. And then the third thing is Costco on a weekend.
Oh, my God. I was there. What was it? On a Saturday. This, yeah.
Forget it.
Forget about it.
I'll go to Costco usually Monday through Thursday.
Yes. Go at like 1 in the afternoon on a Thursday. That's
other than that, forget. Those are my three. Disney, holiday travel, Costco on a weekend. I refuse to do any of those.
Those are spot on. Those are really good. Those are really, really good.
She knows me. I mean, that's really well done. What are yours?
Well, with food, I'm going to dive in and say I will never, I refuse to eat eggs Benedict with the hollandaise sauce.
Mm.
Gag me, gag me, gag me. Disgusting.
You
got to
do the Dom version of it.
No, I
remember,
don't want any version of it.
You replace, no, it's eggs Benedict, but you replace, instead of hollandaise sauce, you do sausage gravy.
Yeah, well, even the egg is weird to me because it's like a poached egg. So I can't do it. I can't do it.
Bury it in sausage gravy.
So
who cares? I would eat dog puke
buried
slimy. In sausage
it's
gravy.
It's slimy. From food to fashion, you will never, ever catch me in a men's short sleeve button up shirt with a tie.
Oh, is that the crucial part?
That is the crucial part. It has stuck with me for years and years. That was the look of all the managers at White Fence Farm. And I'm telling you right now, the men's button-up short-sleeve shirt tucked in with the tie mm-hmm. is the most ridiculous look on the planet.
It also reminds me of the people who come to your door talking about your soul's
Thank
everlasting
you.
Salvation.
That, there so. Is that, too. It's a horrible look. It is not good at all. I refuse to dress like that.
Let me knock out a couple of them that are fashion-based. Shelley says, I will never, ever wear leggings with a short skirt.
Let's see. Leggings, short skirt.
Leggings
okay.
are not pants.
No. Okay, that's all right.
That's funny. We got some socks and sandals stuff coming in.
Oh,
you know, for
yeah.
me, fashion-wise... like I refuse to do my cap backwards. I won't wear a baseball cap
right.
backwards.
Yeah. You're
I'm not going to do that ever. And this one's kind of funny. Sarah says, when clothes say dry clean or hang dry, I absolutely refuse to abide. In the wash and dryer, you go.
That would be perfect for our 8 o'clock topic coming up. What is a scam?
Oh, the dry clean only.
Dry
thing?
Clean only scam.
That's funny.
Put it in the washer.
Sarah, you're a rebel. That's really good.
Marjorie says, I will never get personal branding photos done. You know, the ones where you look like your cup of coffee just told you the funniest joke in the world. That's a good one. Wendy says,
we've had some pretty good laughs on this show about these personal branding photos and
the
headshots.
Real estate ones.
Professional headshots.
Ridiculous.
And my Dom's rule of thumb for that is always 100%. 100% of the time, if the photographer asks you to put a hand up by your face, tell them to go to hell. Do not put a hand on your face in any of your photos. Nothing looks more staged or ridiculous than you with like these two fingers going up your cheek and the rest under your chin.
Thinking about my next closing.
Just keep your hands away from your face.
Unless they're in your nose. Unless you have two fingers in your nose.
Now, every single person right now who has on their business card a photo with hands touching their face, you need to text us that photo right now.
Yes, send it to us.
So we can see your shot of you in a pensive look.
Or if you have the cup of coffee that just told you the funniest joke, send that one too. Oh, coffee, you're funny. Wendy says, I refuse to pick up dog poop. That ain't my job.
Yes.
And then John says, I refuse to parallel park. I'll drive around for 30 minutes for another spot before I attempt that madness.
Oh, that's John. Great.
Yeah, I can't parallel park either.
Another John says, I will never wear bicycle shorts.
Mm-hmm. I've never had a pair of bicycle shorts on. Mm-hmm. I better not in case I like them. I don't want to be tempted.
Annie says, buttons. I refuse to do and wear buttons. What does that mean? Of any kind?
So you just have t-shirts?
Buttons as in buttons that...
Buttons.
She goes, I own nothing with buttons and have never bought a single piece of clothes for my three kids with them.
What?
So what does it mean?
How do you wear jeans then? Because there's a top button. You zipper and button. So I guess she's just wearing yoga pants all the time. That's weird. A lot of Star Wars ones coming in. Refusing to watch Star Wars. A lot of Brussels sprouts. A lot of lima beans.
Kimberly says, I refuse to venture into a dark basement. Yes. Yeah. David says, I refuse to change cat litter.
Oh, I'm with you. Never again. Lucy says, refuse to loan money. I've been burned too many times. Generous Lucy.
Yeah.
Any other good ones? A little underwhelmed, I'll be honest with you.
Katie says, I refuse to live in Texas.
Okay. All right, whatever.
Yeah, but
why?
Is that just like a political thing? Or... The people are super nice.
There's a lot of politics
for the most
stuff
part.
Coming in.
Yeah. A lot of political stuff. Some people can't refuse or lay off the politics stuff. Mike goes, he will never participate in Black Friday shopping in stores.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
You used to do that every year.
I used to go out every year, but crack of dawn. Because I'm so used to getting up early that it was like a no-brainer. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll be in line at 3 a.m. Easy for me. I'm already up.
This is funny. Robin says, I refuse to bail anyone out of jail. You know, I've done that once in my life.
Yeah?
I can say I have bailed a friend out of jail. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
This was back in the days when I worked across the street at the station here called Y108. And one of our jocks, one of our people on the air, it was, Friday night or Saturday night, easily at midnight, and the phone rings. And it's him, and he's in jail. And he's like, this is embarrassing. He goes, they only take cash. He goes, I got pulled over for something, whatever, and I had an outstanding ticket. So it wasn't like he like robbed anybody or murdered anyone, but he had like an outstanding ticket or something like that. So they took him in, and he says, it's going to cost like $175 to get me out of here. He goes, obviously, I'll pay you back, but can you go get cash and come down here and bail me out? So at like, I don't know, almost 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm driving down to the Littleton Police Station.
Yes.
Oh, the one over there on...
cash in hand.
Yeah, and I got the cash in hand to bail him out.
Oh, man. That's embarrassing.
Classic.
A lot of Michelle roller coasters.
Refuses to ride a roller coaster. A
lot of those coming in. Dora says, I refuse to wear a dress, skirt, or kilt. Anything breathable, it sounds like, Michelle.
Brandy, I refuse to pay $50 or more for jeans with holes.
Yeah, that's good. Oh my God, I love Alex's. I will never ask someone what's wrong in those vague attention-seeking statuses or comments on social media. Oh my gosh, what's wrong?
Just let them do their vague
book. I'm blocking that person.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Lainey says, I refuse to mow a lawn. Good for you. I can put that on my list.
Yeah.
Ever since I moved out of Castle Rock, that was the last time I mowed a lawn. I was like, never doing that again. Katie clarified. She says, with Texas, it is not the politics. It's just that it's too hot.
Oh, okay.
Delicate Katie. You know, it's going to be, several days of 105 degrees in Denver. It's right. not like Denver is some chill spot in the summer.
You should go up to the mountains where it's a little cooler.
It's like Annie, 95 to 105.
Annie's clarifying on the buttons. A metal Levi jean button gets a pass, but that's it. She works with kindergartners. So she's doing stuff with kindergartners with buttons, and she's over it.
That is great.
All right. Thanks, Annie.
Okay, I'm with Chris on this. She says, refuse to wear any clothing that has a company logo, advertising, quotes, or photos. See, now I'm that way, too. And when I have to go buy, like, those wicking jersey shirt things for when I go walking and running, it's tough because they're all adorned with all of these big logos, and I don't like doing free advertising for all of these companies.
You just put a little piece of tape on it like they do for like TV commercials and stuff, so they don't have to give credit.
What a pain in the arse is that, right?
A little piece of paint, blue painter's tape right over the logo.
But it's such an interesting gimmick if you think about it. People will pay $40, $50, $100 or more dollars in order to advertise for a company. They are making us pay to help them.
Yeah, that argument's always funny to me.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, well, then do you... My comeback is always like, well, then do you take all the logos off your vehicle when you're driving it around?
Yes, as a matter... Well, not the logo off.
Do you pop the logo off the front end?
I'll tell you one thing I do. When you go buy a car at a dealership, right? Often, like probably more times than not, they have those little metal things on the back attached that announces the dealership.
Yeah, or the license plate bracket.
Like Joe Smith Honda
You get that stuff off there immediately.
And I make sure, I don't want that on my car, so I take that off my car.
Yeah, that's tacky looking.